Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. And we're going to put a timestamp here because this is kind of themed, not really themed, and it was by accident, but we're going to go with it. So today's March 14th, 2024. And if you know, we have just had Spring Forward, which was awful and I hated it. I think we all did. I mean, I love the sunshine. Don't get me wrong. I was very happy for the sunshine. Not so happy about the losing the hour and being very confused about dates and time. I'm always confused about dates, let's be real honest, but the time and what time it was, and realizing, oh, it's actually like 5 o'clock and not 10 o'clock. Like, it puts me off. But also with that comes the quickly following St. Patrick's Day, which we don't do much of on Sminty. Have we done much with St. Patrick's Day?
No. No.
I don't think so. So, but we do have kind of a themed thing for our happy hour. And as per usual, if you are partaking of anything, just be conscientious and make sure you're taking care of yourself and do everything in moderation.
Yeah.
And in safety. So with that, and then also we are not being sponsored by any of the products that we are talking about today. Who knows, that could change whatsoever in the future. I don't know. But we're not trying to get sponsorships through these episodes. Surprisingly, when we get it, it's lovely.
Right. It's not the goal, but it's a nice outcome.
Right. I mean, we're happy when a good product comes our way and we get very excited, especially when it's like being spearheaded by women or marginalized people, because there's not enough of women and marginalized people who are a part of the marginalized group not getting the recognition or the opportunity to lead in things like breweries and liquors and ownership in general, and being able to be a part of an industry that is sometimes, more often not than not, unwelcoming to the marginalized community in itself. So when we get an opportunity to do that and it gets to be on theme, it just feels like it's just perfectly in place. Do you know any?
Yes.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yes.
It's nice.
And today we are actually talking about a female-owned brewery called Lost Druid, which is actually located in Atlanta. There's only one. Yes, there's only one. And if you ever in Atlanta, you should definitely go by and check it out. They have an amazing food menu as well, Annie.
Ooh.
A great space. They have the best dessert pretzels. Like, the first time my partner and I went there, because it's close to our neighborhood, we got very excited figuring out that we had such a good location. Mm-hmm. The best pretzel. They had like these innovative butters and creams. And I was like, yeah, give me this. I dream about those pretzels, by the way. I do. So we're talking about Lost Druid Brewery. They were created right before the pandemic. So they came in a really precarious time. And delightfully, they were able to keep on going and survive through the pandemic. And I actually got to talk to the owner. Her name is Stasha Famillo Hopek. And I just listened for that name because I did meet Miss Stasha and I got to talk to her, but I didn't ask for her full name. Rookie mistake. To be fair, I kind of ambushed her.
Yeah, it's also sort of awkward to ask someone for their full name.
Right.
Especially if they don't like know you're right. A legit podcast.
Right. She looked at me and rightfully so with a lot of suspicion. Like I was going to ask for money. I'm like, I swear to God, we're not asking for money. Right. I've already bought the beer. It's in my bag. We're going. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, it's kind of like, right. Are you soliciting me? What's happening? Mm. But no, like she was wonderful and answered my questions. But she was in the middle of making a drink for a couple. And I was like, hey, I'm here to buy your beer and talk about it. So she was very gracious. She was like, okay. And then as most of us, like even myself, she doesn't listen to a lot of podcasts at all because she's kind of busy. And I was like, that's fair. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts unless I have to. And that's my job. Y'all listen to our podcast, please.
Yes, please.
she was very, very kind and gracious and talked to me for a few minutes. And yeah, and because I'm also awkward and because I did like feel like I ambushed her, I was really like, I'm going to talk really fast and then leave really quickly because that's what I do. Yay. But I got a chance to talk with her for a second about the business and about the plans and how this all came about. And it's a kind of like a really inspiring story in a very common sense way, I think, to me. But yes, before we start, I did buy four different types of beers. I came in with like two in my mind, but ended up with four. And one of them was for my partner who wanted kind of a stout. So we got Baltic Porter and it's called Czecolada. And I hope I said that right. It's Czecolada. Which is, again, a Baltic Porter, which is a session porter is what it's saying. And then I also got a German Kolsch. Kolsch has been my thing lately. Like, I really enjoy a good Kolsch called the Reaper of Souls. And then I saw a Hefeweizen called Dream of Antiquity. And this, to me, my partner was like, it feels more like a red ale. And I was like, no, it ends like a Hefeweizen, but it starts off with a little darker taste, like a deeper taste than your typical, very vibrant, like bright one. But I liked it. I liked the switch up because it had both that feel. So it was nice. And that one I got because they did not have that because it's a winter Hefeweizen, so it makes perfect sense in that duality, but they didn't have it on the list and it was like just a few cans left and I was like I need to try this though, so I'm gonna get it. That was like the impulse buy. And then the beer that I actually have in my hand right now, I'm gonna open it for ASMR effect, so if you don't like splashing sounds. What is that? Crisp sounds? Popping of the can
popping,
sound?
Yeah.
Like, popping what is the word for this? All right, so here. Yeah. Ooh. As, I guess, an ode to St. Patrick's Day, their beer called Crimson King, which is an Imperial Irish Red Ale. So, cheers for first and foremost, and I'm going to take a sip.
Cheers.
Yeah. And it is exactly what it is. It's a Imperial Irish Red Ale. So you have both of those very like heavier type of beer. So it's not your typical Red Ale. It's not your Killian's. Sorry, y'all. because it's got a little more bite to that. It's very delightful though. So the way they describe this drink, it says it has the hops Styrian Bobek, which I've never heard of, which tells me I've been out of the game for a very long time when I can't quite recognize the hops. The malt is a base, dextrin, and then some letters and numbers, as we know. And it's a yeast is a house English ale number 2. So typically yeast are very unique to the location and area. So I'm assuming if it's house, I'm guessing it's from their location. So we have those beers. Of course, Lost Druids is a Gaelic word for woods. Yeah, in Gaelic, it's Knower of Thy Oak, which is like very themed for them. And yeah, I think a lot of their beers, though, are more European style because you see a lot of Belgian, German, Polish types of beers that they purposely put in there. They have a lot of ESBs if y'all are interested in stuff like that. A lot of variation, though. They have a lot of good beers. That's Kolsch, though. Their Kolsch is one of my favorites.
rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
What are you drinking on? Because are you drinking on the same thing?
I am drinking the porter.
Okay, good, because I didn't get to taste that. Tell me about it.
Kind of a funny story. Samantha is very kind and lovely as a co-host and dropped this beer off to me. And we gave ourselves enough time to try a couple of the things. I can't find one. I know I have it, and I didn't drink
lost.
It. It's in my fridge somewhere, but I've told you my fridge is a mess.
Well, you rarely have a lot of food, so I'm kind of confused how this has happened.
I can take a picture and send it to you.
Okay.
But it's in there somewhere, but I don't know where. So I went with the porter, which is also kind of on theme, I guess.
Sure, sure, sure. I mean, Baltic porter.
Yeah.
Sure.
It does have a high alcohol content, I'll tell you that. It's very great, though. So I had the Hefeweizen last night, and I loved it. And I feel like both of, because I've only had two, were very... They do have a lot of, like you said, duality, or like there's a complexity there. Mm-hmm. But this is very great because it's kind of got the roasted coffee, kind of nutty almost flavor of a porter. But it just goes down a much, much easier than some porters do for me. Like it doesn't feel so heavy.
Yeah.
But it's a very nice flavor.
Yeah. So it is supposed to be, again, like a session drinking porter. So it is 8%. Mine is 9.1%. So we're about to get lit. I'm just kidding. To be fair, I don't drink a lot. So there's a likelihood that I'm going to take about half of this and then give the rest to my partner, which has been quite funny because that's been what's happening. Like lately, I'm just like, I drink two or three sips and then here you go, you have it. Because again, I'm just a lightweight now. Like it's not as enjoyable. But yeah, I think I'm glad to hear. Confused how you lost one.
I will find it, but I was so confused. I'm confused too, Samantha.
So you have two left and one's lost.
I thought I have one left and one's lost. You gave me four, right?
Right. Oh, so you have one left and one's lost. So there's a total of two, though.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
This is what happens. The math.
I was very taken aback when I went to find it today.
I try to figure it out. Well, anyway, with that, yeah, so we are talking about this brewery who was able to survive. And that was one of the questions I had to ask her. Like, you surprisingly, especially as a brand new brewery coming out right before the pandemic, how did you maintain, especially in a single location, all of those things? Like, you didn't have wide distribution at that point. No, they don't do distribution, actually, and that makes sense, because the laws in Georgia are nuts when it comes to beer and liquors. And it's absurd about who owns the rights to distribution and who gets paid the most. And guess what? It's not the breweries, actually, unless they make really big deals by selling out. And then, you know, that conversation. So she was talking about the fact that they just did a really great job in understanding business tactics. And I think this is one of the things that I didn't get to compliment her, and I didn't have that conversation, but it kind of falls in line when we have talked about stocks and how women are just better about waiting and being patient to let it grow instead of being freaked out and doing last minute decisions or quick decisions and turnarounds, and how women are able to learn the patience and do things through research. And not that it's, because again, we're not saying that that's all women and it's all inherent for all of us, because that's not the case at all. But the fact that she was a business person. She was in the corporate world and she did really well in the corporate world, but she got burned out, as she told me, and was ready for something new and wanted to do something on her own. And though she didn't know necessarily a lot about breweries, she knew about the business, about business size and what to do, and just doing a well put together plan. And the one thing I kept saying is, like, she kept saying, as I asked for her for advice for women who are looking at getting out of that type of corporation to something that they can do that they might love, or at least like grow with and learn with. And she was just talking about planning and making sure you're being realistic. Again, I feel like, as most times when it comes to gender roles, for the most part, women have been taught that you better be super sure and 10 times more confident than the regular person / men. That's that whole, like, I have to be not only the best, but 10 times more than that to even try for this type of conversation. Right. Mm-hmm. And in that, it does help grow a really good business if you do it correctly with good beer. So her husband was a home brewer who was able to bring in all of these different types of beers, which were amazing and very different in each one, I think. And these two as a combination were able to make it through this and still have a really good business practice. She talked about how during the pandemic, they were able to work on their space in a very smart way. So they have a lot of outdoor seating. Have we taken you yet, Annie?
No, I've never been.
Okay, I'm going to have to take you, because it is one of our favorite locations for larger crowds. I had suggested it to a friend of the show / old co-host Caroline for an event she did, and she had people there, because not only is it like you go up to the bar, so you have your own tabs, and thank goodness, you know, keep up with things that way, because that can be a mess. But have plenty of seating. They have all these private spaces that they can rent out, which again, I think that's really, really smart, especially the location they're at is very like new family friendly, very new neighborhood. You've been around there. And it's currently growing. So I feel like it's a really good play to like have that. Their outdoor space, so many tables. And they've changed it throughout since my partner and I first visited. But like the awnings and the tables are gorgeous. And then plenty of space for dogs. And like it's good. It's a good spot. And she was just talking about having that as an accessibility was, you know, they were able to keep open. Essentially, like, I'm pretty sure they had to close down for a little bit, but then like they were ready to open much quicker than a lot of the other spaces because they were able to have that kind of setting and they were able to switch it up real quick from indoor to outdoor. And she was just talking about, you know, making sure you have a good plan, making sure you have, again, realistic expectations and a true understanding behind what you're doing in starting a business. Again, all these things are ideal and all that. And then she also came in saying that we weren't looking to be distributors. We were looking to be a brewery that was able to be pretty much a gastropub type of thing. And they brought in an amazing chef. I remember reading, I don't know, we might have some listeners who know more about it eventually. But from what I remember reading, they brought in like one of the star chefs to start the menu. And the menu was pretty impressive. And it still is. Like, again, that pretzel dessert lives in my mind. I want it. I need it. I need to go back. but making sure that they had a kitchen. So the thing that was different for Georgia is we had huge regulations when it came to kitchens. We also know when it comes to ServSafe and all those certifications that happen, industry people know what I'm talking about when I say this, that they have to follow all these guidelines in order to be open and in order to serve these foods as well. And they planned ahead to make it open that way, which was rare for pre-pandemic breweries. Like most of the breweries at that point brought in food trucks and brought in, which is great, and had like special guests, but that weren't licensed necessarily. So it was a little different. That weren't always promised. That wasn't always there. So this made it a friendly hangout for families and like get-togethers where it's just not a ruckus of people hopping around bars. Although there's a lot of breweries in that location. I was really impressed and really happy by that. This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. But yeah, so having her let us know what's going on and knowing that she was like, look, let's be for real. Make sure you know what you're walking into with at least a good plan that you know can be successful. And I was like, yeah, that makes, instead of just like dreams and hopes, which doesn't like pay the rent and bring in customers. Let's just be very, very honest. You know, like, having that understanding, especially with all these breweries that are popping up everywhere. Like Atlanta was at one point one of the big, largest growing brewery towns, cities. And so making sure that they stood out and remained was something that was very important to her and is very important to her, obviously, and not just being out there for the trends. Because it was trendy to be, you know, a brewer and all these things. And I don't know. Has that fallen out of favor yet? Being a home brewer? Out of the hobbies?
I don't know. I'm not in touch enough with the world.
I know. I'm out of it. I haven't been in the brewery world in so long. It makes me kind of sad. I thought about the other day. I was like, okay, if something falls through here, I wonder if I can go work back at a brewery, because that made me some money at one point in time. And learning about the breweries were all like beers and barleys and hops and the science behind it was really incredible. You and I met at an event.
I know.
Our meet cute was there.
A professional photo was taken. We've talked about it before, and it comes up pretty frequently on my digital frame.
As it should.
As it should.
As our relationship was kindled, that we didn't know at this point. But yeah, so having that conversation with her, sitting with her, like, again, ambushing her a little bit about the business was really, really interesting to see, and seeing her take. And she was very just straightforward and like, and knowing this is a business that that she's able to do, and at least she can control some of the things around her instead of like a corporate demons on her, I guess. And then, yeah, having this good space, having good partnerships, having hopefully having good employees. They were all very much raving about her when I was like, oh, so I heard you had a female owner. They're like, yeah, she's right there. She's really cool. Like, very, like, excited that she was with them. And obviously, she's there with them, helping them out, making sure that she's a part of the crew and working with them. So it was really nice to see as well. And yeah, and these beers are quite delicious.
They are. And I was thinking that we definitely have to go sometime. But
yes,
these are very, as I've mentioned before, when I do Dungeons and Dragons, I bring themed beers. These are very appropriate. The titles are great.
Mm-hmm.
The logo is great. Like, these would fit right in.
Yeah.
D&D. So I'll have to pick some up.
You're going to have to grab some. Yep. You're going to have to go buy because they have a pretty good stock, honestly, for to-go beers. They had more options than I thought, which is why I walked away with four and still thinking about the others as I left. And, you know, like, I think they have bingo there. I've been dying to play bingo. I don't know why. There's two things I want to do right now, and that's bingo and bowling. I don't know what that is about me. And BT Dubs, I'm bad at bowling. Real bad. Like, 70 is my score. I think the highest I've ever gotten was like 90-something. I never reached. So I'm not really sure why. And bingo is kind of the luck of the draw that makes me nervous, like with the stamping.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go bingo sometime.
I have a whole group that loves bingo. I've got daubers. I've got four daubers of different
colors. That's right. I think I knew this by you.
Yes. I enjoy it too. I rarely win. Same with bowling, but I enjoy it.
Let's go. And you know what? Another event that I see and I think is amazing, Stitch and Bitch. Apparently, they host people to come in to craft and stitch while drinking beer. They have a meetup at Lost Druid. I love this.
Somebody just texted me about that. And I was like, but I can't stitch.
And they're
like, you figure it out.
I'll just stare at it.
I'll put in an effort.
Right. I think you would have to, like, we'd have to do some YouTubing.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully people who knew how to do it would give you a little, like, tips. You know, here's how to do. Go forth.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be like you're socializing, getting to meet people. And then obviously you're trying to make friends here. So that's even better.
I mean, if they had just a craft night, like if the stitch and whatever is stitch and drink is just, I'm
stitch
working on my cosplay. Oh, Stitch and Bitch.
Stitch and Bitch is like the idea of like you're getting together and talking, much like and wine.
Yeah, I'm into it.
We need to go to some of these events. But yeah, so if you're in Atlanta, listeners, at any point, I know we have a few because we've talked to you, going to Lost Druid, if beer's up. And they actually do cocktails, too. They did really good cocktails. I've had a couple. So they have that. And they also brew, they also have seltzers, hard seltzers. And of course, they have the non-alcoholic stuff as well. Like, I think they have Cokes and such. And obviously water. But yeah, just hanging out and get good food. It's a great option. But I like this practice. They came together with a plan and it's worked.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because during the pandemic, like, a brewery. Oof.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them saw some really hard times.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes, thank you so much, Samantha, for bringing this to my attention, to the listener's attention, bringing me beer.
Shout out to Stasha. Thank you for letting me ambush you and talking to me.
And listeners, yes, if you have any thoughts, suggestions about this segment, please let us know. You can write in to us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This episode is brought to you by Pedigree.
If you've been looking for love at first sight, it is closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.